I'm Robert Swipe. That's my new theme tune, The Fender Benders, with XKE. And, oh, hello, here's Cecilia Ann. You'll have to excuse me sounding a bit off colour. I may have alluded to this at the end of my last podcast. Things are going to be a bit different round here. I've had the image consultants round. You know how it is. I'm looking a bit jowly now. I've hit 30. And I've had a bit of work done. Trouble is, it's made me sound a bit northern. Sorry about that, listeners. Pierre, my surgeon, tells me it'll go off after a couple of weeks. But anyway, to cheer myself up, here's the Marcells. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 dip. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Bomb, dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom, boom. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. Wow, 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 wow. And then there suddenly. Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon. That's Blue Moon from the Marcells. You just can't stay miserable while that's on, Podpickers. are now in an up-tempo mood and looking forward to the next Bobcast, which is going to be a Ramones special. Here is the definitive version of California Sun.
Days are short and the nights are long. And I walk, I twist, and it twists, and I shimmy, and it shimmy, and I fly, and it fly. Where do I say having fun? In the warm California sun. When I'm going out west down on the coast, where the California girls are really the best. And I shiver, and they shiver, and I fly, and they fly. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Of the scope, a pretty little chick wherever you go. Oh, 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 and I walk, and then walk, I twist, and then twist, and I shimmy, and then shimmy, and I fly, and then fly. Well, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Well, we're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
I'd always lived under the belief that that was originally a Beach Boys song, but part of the meticulous research that goes into every Bobcast, as you know, unearthed the fact that this is actually originally performed by the Rivieras. Hang on a minute. Sorry, there's someone in the studio. Don't worry, listeners, I'll sort it out.
Wings. Don't worry. Yeah.
Oh, bugger.
Here we go again. Okay.
Oh, the bloody hell are you? What's going on here?
Who am I?
What are you doing in my attic studio?
I'm trying to do a podcast, mate.
What do you mean you're trying to do a podcast?
I'm trying to do a podcast. What does it look like? What's all this equipment here?
Who the hell are you?
I'm Bob Swipe.
Come on. I'm Robert Swipe.
No, I'm Robert Swipe.
This is outrageous. Get out of my attic.
I'm Robert Swipe. And I always have been.
Here.
Oh, hang on.
I know you.
Uh-oh.
White coat.
Uh-oh.
Covered in black dandruff.
Uh-oh.
Saucy negative images in your pockets. You are stray photon.
Busted. No.
Yes. What's going on?
Okay, it's a fair cop. I wanted to do a podcast of my own.
Well, this is mine. Why don't you start your own? It's
easy. I don't know how.
I'll show you.
Can we do it together then?
Oh, all right then.
All right. I'll be your glamorous assistant.
I could
be
then.
Debbie McGee to your Paul Daniels.
What, with those legs? Oh, I suppose
they're the
so.
Best I've got.
That'll have to do then. Okay, then. What are we going to do now?
We're going to introduce ourselves.
Okay, then.
Hi.
I'm Robert Swipe.
And this is Fat Boy Slim.
Hi. We're Robert Swipe. And again.
Yeah, we'll do our I'm. Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Robert Swipe, and this is Fat Boy Slim.
When a fat boy slipping. Yeah.
What do you think of this studio then, Stray?
It's very nice.
You like it? I sprayed it especially for you.
Did you? What with?
Well, you know, marking my territory.
Nice. It certainly does have a certain ambulance about
ambulance, it. A crispy ambulance. Excellent. Well, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for writing a script, which we've now discarded.
Yeah, but it was pretty poor.
That was excellent. In fact, we can go back to it so we know what songs we're playing. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you. And, well, you wrote the script. Oh, yeah, Nick Lowe. Excellent.
Sir Nick.
Sir Nicholas of Lowe. Did you see the... Did you see when he was on TV?
I did,
rather
Bob,
good.
Yes.
You did see that? Excellent.
I did, Bob, yes.
Maybe our listeners would like to know what you thought of that.
Well, I thought it was very good.
It was very good. He's got great hair, isn't he?
He's got very good hair and lots of it for a man of his age
who's taken as many stimulants as he has.
Well, that's your opinion.
Excellent. Well, my lawyers will be checking the.
Well, unfortunately, I think his lawyers will be.
Lawyers will be as well. Even
will be involved somewhere along the line.
They certainly will.
Anyway, this is one that he played on that the special, the BBC sessions on. I think it was on the BBC Four. Was it?
It was indeed. Yes.
And it's The Man That I've Become.
Excellent stuff.
With a growing sense of dread and a hammer in my head, fully clothed upon the bed, I wake up to the world that lately I've been living in. There's a cut upon my brow, must have banged myself somehow, but I can't remember now. And the front door's open wide, lately I've let things slide. I go to the bin, I throw the laundry in, and pick out the cleanest shirt. Then I tell myself again, I don't really hurt. Smoking I once quit, now I got one lit, I just fell back into it. Along with my pride, lately I've let things slide. The evidence is clear on every side, piled high and wide, about how lately I let things slide. I'm just about holding on, but lately I've let things slide.
Right, that was Nick Lowe. I've introduced the wrong song.
Oh, have we? Which one? Oh, it's Fatboy Slim.
Lately I've let things slide.
That's okay. Well, then we can work around that.
Okay, well, that was not actually Man That I've Become. That was Lately I've Let Things Slide.
Yeah, as you have, indeed, by getting the song wrong.
Yes, as we all have, yes. Okay, yes, one thing it says here not to mention Brentford in association with Nick Lowe because of the football, okay, so we must remember...
That's Brentford, the football team.
Yeah, we must remember not to mention...
We won't mention Brentford FC. Why, are they doing badly?
Division 4 in Old Money.
Division 4 in Old Money, that's poor.
Don't mention that, though.
Did they win at the weekend?
I think they drew.
They drew? That's not so bad, is it? But are they still in the Carling Cup?
You know, I can't remember. I think they might be.
Why should you? Why on earth should you be concerned?
I get a pain in my neck looking that far down the league table.
What are we going to play now, then?
We're going to play a song by the Pirates.
Excellent.
Which I remember Housie went to see them with me once at... 2 or 3 years ago at the York Hall, where many notable bands have played, if I remember rightly. The Pirates were the original trio... That backed Johnny Kidd.
They were indeed.
But interestingly, it's not Mick Green who played...
It's not, and I can't remember the blighter's name.
It was an Italian sort of name, wasn't it?
I will have to look at that. It's Joe DiMolito or someone like that.
Yes,
or Matilio or something.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway,
But it's funny you should say, this is completely spontaneous, by the way, because I was going to mention this as a surreal interruption to your script.
Yeah.
But you actually see three pirates in Twickenham Town Centre today.
You know, I've seen a few people in fancy dress in Twickenham today.
Is that, I saw two Where's Wally's.
You saw two Where's
Wally's? Two Where's Wally's. Well, there's only supposed to be one. That's what I thought. Which of you's Wally?
Upset about that. Yeah. Who's the real Wally?
It's as if they've walked from one page onto another.
It's like having...
And you can imagine having an argument. This is my page here.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm trying to do a Where's Wally, but it's like having two Robert Swipes.
Precisely. Slinky Link.
Thank you.
I think we should cut. We should get out while we're going's good on that.
All right, this is The Pirates. And I've forgotten the name of the song.
It says here, Live with Full Start.
No, it's not that
Peter
one.
Peter Gunn.
Yeah, it was going to be that one, but couldn't get the... This is from the album Out of Their Skulls, which really sparked off their revival at the height of punk. I think it was 1976, 1977. Right. And these three old rockers, I think the Johnny Spence, the bass player, was actually running a used car business at the time. Mick Green was still a musician, and he's played with some notable names.
Paul McCartney, recently.
Brian Ferry. And Frank Farley, I'm not sure what he was doing, but they got together.
He
really
was making rusks, perhaps.
Yes, they went into the family business.
Wouldn't they?
I think they got together just as a one-off. I think it was might have been at the Nashville Rooms. I don't have the LP in front of me, but and one side of this was live, one side was studio. And really high energy stuff. And
sure.
they did a few tours after that, and I think they're still touring now.
Excellent. Well, let's listen to this unnamed song.
Yes. I think it might be. It's coming back to me now.
Oh, it's
the mist clean. The drugs are wearing off. I think it's Sweet Love on My Mind.
It's the plastic surgery. Sweet Love on My Mind. The Pirates.
Would you
this one is one that we've just recorded. Literally, it's literally hot off the press, isn't it, this one? We recorded it onto a CD, which probably won't play, so we'll end up editing this bit out. But it's by a favourite band of Mr. Photon's, excellent band, and he's going to tell us a bit more about them, I would imagine, as he's a huge aficionado, of Dr. Feelgood, who my long-suffering partner is always trying to say to wind Stray Photon up that Dr. Feelgood were one of the late Princess Diana's favourite groups. So I'd like to have a denial of this on air.
A woman of great taste, obviously. Your wife, I mean.
Especially in that see-through 90.
Yeah, that's spot on, yeah. It was nice of her to wear it for
me. It doesn't wear it for me.
That was before you came across, wasn't it? Yes, the thing with Mick Green, the guitarist out of the Pirates, is that Wilco Johnson always used to cite Mick Green as one of his influences, uh-huh. which is what partly led me on to the Pirates. But yeah. This is from the album Sneaking Suspicion, which I think was the best Dr. Field LP. Unfortunately, by the time that it was released, Wilco had left.
Musical differences?
Yes, it was, actually. I think they were arguing about a song, a Lou Lewis song, that was included on the album. Wilco went on to have his own band, the Solid Senders, but I really think he needed the counterpoint of Lee Brillo, because his singing was, frankly, weak. Guitar playing's great, but this was the height of... Dr. Feelgood's success anyway, although they did go on with a succession of guitarists until the sad demise of Lee Brillo, I think in 1994.
And the great Lee Brillo on the cover, for obviously the joys of radio or podcasting, you can't see the cover, unfortunately, but he's wearing a fantastic sheepskin jacket on the cover of it, coming out of the Alibi Club, or the Alibi Club, depending on how you pronounce it. And looking very, very hard bitten, and as if he's come off the set of The Sweeney, as we were saying.
Exactly, yes.
After a hard day apprehending criminals.
Yes.
What more
banging
can a man...
villains.
Banging out villains. What else can you do after that than go off and play some hearty R&B harmonica? Make some racket.
And he plays slide guitar on this.
He does,
as well,
he does.
Which is Walking on the Edge.
I'm
listening. No. Okay, what have we got next, Stray?
Well, I hadn't really intended this to be just... I thought we were going to intersperse songs, but there's a. If we just do the next two...
Yes, of course.
Because I have played a bit of guitar...
Which bit did you play, Stray?
The easy bit.
Yeah, is that the long bit with the strings on it, or the round?
That long bit's got those things at the end,
That you put your cigarette in.
Yeah. I used to.
Health announcement. Kids, don't smoke. It's not good for you. As a radiographer,
I can vouch for that. Yeah.
Sorry, I was getting confused. You've confused me now. I think I'm Stray Photon.
No, I'm a radiographer.
You're radiographer.
I'm Bob Swite. You sorted that out before.
Okay, now I know who I am again. We're going to listen to...
My three favourite guitarists are Johnson, Ronson and Thompson. So we've had Johnson. This is Ronson, Mick, from Hull, you know.
Really?
And Mick does what all good guitarists do. Get some pretty boy la-di-da southerner to front the band he's in. To give him time to concentrate on the really, you know, the bits where the...
It's all true, folks.
The difficult bits of playing the guitar. And this is off Aladdin Sane, and it's Cracked Actor.
Fantastic. Yes, Cracked Actor there, the pretty boy, southern Nancy boy, Bowie,
yes.
With suitably gritty northern accompaniment there.
Yes, because they were all from...
From Hull, you know, as was Ian Carmichael, I believe.
Yes, Ian Carmichael, Maureen Lipman.
Maureen Lipman, Roy North. was Tom Courtney from Hull?
He was from Hull, yes.
Good.
And is.
So any listeners, you can think of anybody else from Hull, we'll have a weekly He's from Hull or She's from Hull. So please send them in to the Robert Swipe Show or to Stray's one, the Spraying the Rays. You don't have to. It's just an idea. We could do, you know, a bit of audience participation. I mean, we're just doing this for fun, you know. We're not getting paid for it or anything, are we? Or are you getting paid?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not paying you anyway.
I think my people are in discussions with your people.
Right. We're not getting paid for this.
So after Johnson & Johnson, here's Thompson, Richard Thompson, off the album Rumours and Sighs, Feel So Good.
Break somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna take someone apart tonight. They put me in jail for my deviant ways. 2 years, 7 months and 16 days. Gone back on the street in a purple haze.
I was going to play an Iggy Pop one.
Okay, which one?
Is that right? It's Some Weird Sin from Lust for Life. And you've been reading a book about the Iggster, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yes. Very good book. You know, I forgot what it's called.
Iggy Pop, My Life in... Body harming or self-harming?
My story.
A beginner's guide?
Open Up and Bleed.
Open Up and Bleed.
And it's written by Paul Trinker, who I did happen to know as he used to play guitar in a band called Niam Niam, who did make some, I think they were taken up by Peter Hook of New Order, and he produced them at some point as well,
right.
Very good band. But he's since went into journalism and has edited International Musician and Mojo, and has written a few books on guitars, and one on denim.
And Stray is his agent, by the sound of it.
I did bump into him in Tottenham Court Road a few years ago, very nice man.
Do you think he could get us some journalism work if you were to renew your acquaintance?
When I finished the book,
I'm going to try and email him. Say it was a fantastic, and say I thought it was an excellent book as well. Don't tell him I haven't read it.
No, obviously you're going to read it after.
Don't tell him I can't read. That will be even.
Well, it's unfortunately I have been reading it since January, but it's very difficult when you have to mouth the words every time.
Yeah, it slows time. Slows one down.
A lot of people know
it does.
That.
Well, as you get spit on the pages as well, it blurs the typeface.
That ink runs. You know, they use cheap ink. Which Iggy Pop song have you selected?
I thought that we were already recording this. I've told you already. You did a very good job of pretending you don't know what we're playing.
Okay.
It's from Lust for Life. It's Some Weird Sin. This is by our showbiz friend, well, my showbiz friend, the wonderful Pussycat Johnson, who's the lead singer. Yeah, straight, stop doing that. Oh. Will you stop?
I can't help it.
Please. Oh, God, I can't look. Have you finished? Right, she is lovely, actually.
Just
and
about.
God, dear, it's a good job I sprayed in here first. Yes, Pussycat Johnson and the Johnsons. Very, very good band. I've only heard a couple of tracks of theirs. Stray has been. You've seen them live, haven't
you? I have. I've seen them at the Hope and Anchor. Very good. Very sort of punk retro band. Lots of energy.
You've got the check before you said that.
Yes.
Good. Excellent. And yeah. So we're going to go and see them one day, aren't we? I think.
Hopefully. Well, in fact, I was thinking if we'd done it, if I'd sorted it out, we could have given their next gig a plug.
Oh, we could have. Well, just look at them on MySpace. Type in the Johnsons on a search in MySpace, and it'll show you where they're playing, and go and see them on our recommendation.
Yes,
because they're really good. But yeah, I'm quite close to the lead singer.
What?
Obviously, we're quite friendly. Well, we exchange.
I can't see it.
We exchange emails, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what comes when you're a blog legend, you see, not a beginner. You get to know the stars, yeah? In fact, we had discussions about me producing an album for her. Yeah, we did. Yeah, I said, would you like me to produce your next album for you?
And she said?
She said no. But we discussed it, and yeah.
So. Shame.
Lovely. Anyway, what are we going to play now from the Johnsons?
It's Action Man.
Action Man. Is it or Ready for Action, it says here?
Could be Ready for Action.
Okay, we're going to play either Action Man or Ready for Action, depending upon what the song's called.
Yes.
So here it is, the Johnsons, Ready for Action, or Action Man.
If you've come this far with us on this sentimental journey, I think you deserve this. It's Fat Swaller and Swipey. This is how I think of you and me as we come to the end of this podcast. Two sleepy people.
Oh.
Night bulb.
Good night, Stray. Thank you.
out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look out, ladies, guests, two sleepy people by dawn's early light. Too much in love to say goodnight. Say, here we are in this cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say. Much too much in love to break away. And do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all, but I was crazy about you, remember? Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fellow, dizzy little dame, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, much too much in love to say goodnight.